o'clock, so therefore I'm calling the Tri-City Tips Net. Calling the Tri-City Tips Net for Wednesday, May 20th, 2020. This is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo. My name is Tim, and I'm located in City Croton. And before I go any further, I'd like to see if K6PDG is on the line and how I sound tonight.
Good evening.
The time is 7 p.m. on Wednesday, May 20.
Tim, you seem to be doing good. A little noise, but it's perfectly fine. K6PDG.
Thank you, Kevin. I just didn't want to go too far into the preamble and find out nobody could hear me, so I appreciate that very much. Okay, as I said, this is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo. My name is Tim, and I'm located in the City of Croton. I'll be your net control for the station this evening. Membership in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary for participation. All licensed radio amateurs are welcome to check into the net. Those that do not wish to check in are certainly welcome to listen. This net operates on a 147.060 megahertz repeater with a peal tone of 156.7 hertz. If needed, the secondary is 146.97, also with a peal tone of 156.7 hertz. The net is held each Wednesday evening starting at 7 p.m. local time with various net controllers on a rotating basis. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators as well as for experienced amateurs. The purpose of this net is to provide a venue for presenting questions and obtaining answers and advice related to amateur radio, and also to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators and to encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset the repeater. Is a directed open net, and that means that we will call for, The TIPSNet is a directed net, which means we'll call for a round of check-ins, and then we'll have, once we have everyone checked in, we'll go down through the list of comments or questions. During the check-in, please state if you have any questions for the net. We will ask those particular questions after everybody has checked in. The TIPSNet is comprised of three sections. The first one that takes the most amount of time is the open net with rounds of questions and comments, just as I described. Second is a section for announcements about upcoming events and items of interest. And third and lastly, there is an opportunity for those that wish to swap, sell, or are looking for amateur radio-related items. Unless otherwise directed, all communications should be directed to the net control station. When checking into the net, please say, "This is," release the mic button like this, and listen to ensure no one else has called in at the same time you have. Then, once you're sure it's clear, then slowly give your call sign phonetically, along with your name and location, and if you have a comment or question. This is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo. My name is Tim, and I'm located in City of Groton, and I'm your net control station for this evening. We'll start taking check-ins now. Please come with your call sign.
Preston, no questions.
1 Victor, Steve, Coventry. No current questions. Okay. Net recognizes Chuck, N1SBX, Kevin, KA6PDG, Chuck, W1FJW, Dave, Steve, NK1VK, read my writing here, and Kevin, KC1MVX, and then Steve, NK1VK. Oh, I have this written down incorrectly. My apologies. Let me fix this here. K1VK. Okay. Let me run through this again. We have Chuck, N1SBX, Kevin, KA6PDG, Chuck, W1FJW, Dave, K1DCT, Kevin, KC1MVX, and Steve, NK1V. Further stations, please call now. Okay, I think I have that right, and if not, I'm sure somebody will correct me along the way. And let's jump right down to the bottom of the list, and I might rotate the list so that we'll put him at the beginning of the list, so that by the time we get around again, he will have heard everyone's thoughts, comments, and questions. Let's jump right to Kevin, KC1MVX, and see what kind of a question he has for us this evening. Please proceed.
Everyone, the timing on this actually turned out impeccable because I just pulled the steak off the grill as I'm listening to the radio and hoping they don't get to me too quickly. My question is, so I just received my Yaesu FT891 HF mobile transceiver with the FC50 tuner, and I ordered an MFJ2822 trailer hitch antenna mount with a Diamond CR8900 Alpha quad band mobile antenna that I was going to have mounted to the back of my truck when I went on a field day type thing. I was just informed by Ham Radio Outlet and DX Engineering that that antenna is on long-term back order. I do currently have a Superantenna MP1 that I can get out of the truck and set up when I want to do HF. And I have a 5/8 UHF and 1/2 VHF MagMount MFJ mobile antenna that works fine for my VHF UHF. Resetting. So my question is, for the FT 891 Yaesu HF mobile transceiver, when I'm driving around in my truck and I don't want to park and get out and set up the Superantenna NP1, is there any alternatives that anybody has in mind, trailer hitch or not, for to the Diamond CR8900 Alpha? It doesn't have to be quad band. I just want to be able to run HF. KC1MVX, back to net control.
Okay, thank you for a very clear description of your situation and then your question. That's very good. My first thought would be for a quick replacement would be a ham stick, but I have not done that before, so I will not put a lot of stock in what I have to say. But maybe somebody else on here might have better thoughts on that. So we're going to circle around to the top of the list, or the next person on the listing, as I'm putting with number one, to Chuck N1SPX and see what experience he might have and what he might recommend. N1SPX, KC1TWR.
All right, a whole family of them. I don't have any expertise in them because I don't generally run HF Mobile. Last time I did, it was an individual. But if you're looking for a screwdriver for an all band on HF, or you want something called a cam stick, which is a single band, although they do make mounting plates that will allow you to mount two or three of them to the same mass. Again, cam stick there, or screwdriver for the ones that are continuously adjustable, have continuously adjustable coils. And if you're talking about VHF, then honestly, I wouldn't worry about getting a quad band. Honestly, either a tri-band common makes it easy for a 6-2 or 40, or really common, probably the go-to brand there, or Diamond, I guess, but I prefer common. They're a little more expensive, but they're built a little sturdier in space, usually. I think that'll do it for now. N1, SPX, back to them.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Chuck. And one quick comment about the screwdriver antennas, just for clarification. They have the ones where you can have to stop the truck, get out, and adjust them manually. Then they have the ones you can do remotely from inside the cab. Of course, the price for that luxury does raise it up a bit. But let's move on to Kevin. Maybe he's heard stories or had some experience with this and might have some good thoughts too. KA6PTG, KC1TWR.
Well, I find that when I'm, stand by a second, doing a little different way of operating here, and I was out in the kitchen, and apparently I screwed up the receiver in the kitchen. So now I'm listening to a bunch of static while I try to say that actually I don't think I have anything to contribute. I've thought of ham sticks just because I'm familiar with them, and a lot of guys use them. But since I don't purchase that kind of equipment because I don't drive, my first-hand knowledge that would be helpful on the net would be useless. K6PDG. So I'll take a pass and see what everybody else has to say.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. And yeah, you do sound a little garbled today. Definitely a change. I was also listening to an EchoLink, which is right over at Chuck's place. So even there, you sounded a little garbled. Perfectly readable, though. Okay, let's move on to the next person and see if he has any experience or thoughts on that and any suggestions. Chuck, W1FJW, this is KC1TWR.
Well, when it comes to small HF antennas, you can get small size, you can get good bandwidth, and you can get good gain, but you only get two. What I would do would be to have a selection of ham sticks for the bands I'd like to use, and just put in something like 20 meters or 40 meters or something like that. For, pick a band that you're going to operate on, and you're kind of limited to one band on a mobile radio. So I would say pick a ham stick, plug it in when you're driving, and if you're going to change bands, then you got to stop. That's pretty much all there is to it. Back to net, W1FJW.
Okay, thank you, Chuck. And ham sticks are not that expensive either. That's not a bad way to go. Okay, now we'll move on to Dave, who may also have some thoughts on this. I don't know if he's ever put a radio and antenna on a vehicle, but he might have, or he might have some other thoughts. K1DCT, KC1TWR.
I think you've pretty much all hit it. I have put antennas on vehicles, but not so much for HF. But I think the ham stick is a good way to go. It's a standard 3/8 inch screw-in mount. You know, those mounts are all over the, place in availability. So something that would clamp onto a trailer hitch mount if needed. So, and Tim, you hit it with the ham stick. I think they're about $20 a piece, maybe 25. And as Chuck said, yeah, I get a couple of them. And I mean, because face it, during the day, you need 20 meters. 40 meters is useless. And at night, just the opposite. And maybe a 75, 80 meter. But then, things, you got to kind of pick your spot. So the tuning gets a little tight. But yeah, if you had a 20 and a 40, and, maybe if you want to throw in a, what's in between there, like a 17 meter or something, if the band was good, which has not been the case, a couple of those, and like I said, 3/8 inch mount, adjustable screwdriver, you can sock it down good, and not worry about it flying off while traveling down the road. So there's also Hustler antennas, but they're bulky, big and bulky, and wind resistant. So and the screwdriver antennas, good option, but pricey. So in the interim, I think the ham stick is gonna be the ticket. Back to that, K1DCT.
Any further, I'd like to do another call out for anybody else that would like to join the TIPSNet. If you'd like to join the TIPSNet, before we get to Steve, please call now. Okay, not hearing anything, we'll move on to Steve and K1V. I know he's had some experience playing around with antennas. What are your thoughts, Steve, and K1V? This is KC1TWR.
And K1V. Let me see. Yes, I agree with everybody. First of all, a screwdriver antenna, especially a nicer one, there's some fancy ones out there, Scorpion and stuff, and they're a tremendous amount of money. They work great, but my concern is that either someone or myself would destroy it in little or no time. So if one ended up in my possession for whatever reason, I would certainly install it, but to make that purchase is something I just can't for mobile like that. It's too high chance of me hitting something. But the MFJ actually has a hamstick patent now, or whatever, owns the name, whatever you want to call it. They're actually not called hamsticks. They sell them the same, it's about 20, 22 bucks. They've gone up a little bit. I've had very good luck with them. A couple things. My Elmer kind of sold me on them. He has a smaller vehicle. He uses one of those triple mag mounts. Has good luck. I'm not a big fan of those. My first installation was with a piece of 2x2 heavy angle iron. I actually had to bolt it through the front part of the bed rail on my truck. And I used one of the, from the old CB radio days with the whips, those one of those balls that you can, with the three bolts, and then you can kind of rotate it around for, they were real popular back in the day. They're still available because it's a very rugged mount. Let me reset. I've since moved up to I have a toolbox now in the back of my pickup, and I fabricated a mount with multiple, I have multiple other things going on there, but for my ham stick, I have a mount going on there. will make them work great is bonding. I got myself a big roll of that braided flat strip stuff. I guess it's copper coated tin, or you know, tin copper, something like that, and a bunch of eyelets, and I made up a whole of jumpers as I needed them for like the two doors on the toolbox to the bed to the frame. I have not done the doors to chassis. A lot of people say you should do that, but I have not done that yet. And I have a 10, 20, and a 40. I do own an 80, and it's great for listening, but these have to have absolute perfect conditions to get out on 80. Let me reset one more time. But I've had really good luck with them. A little bit of time to set them up. Once they're set up, they have a small bandwidth. I have it's a small auto tuner, one of the little LDG ones, and that seems to usually keep me where I want to be. You know, you can't do the whole band, but you can, you know, find a spot. And I have a piece of PVC under the back seat of the truck that I keep them all in. And what I did is they marked them, but not the whips. So I took the little colored zip ties and various different colors, and I put on the stick and on the whip and on the stick, and so I can take them all apart, and they all fit into that tube really nice. And I do also have a setup. I use those on one of my POTA setups on a camera tripod. I made a mount, and I use my tape stick, tape measure ground planes, which works super great, and ham sticks. And I've been experimenting with one of those OPEC ones. OPEX or something makes it. It's similar concept, but you have to move the jumpers. I'm not sold or unsold on that yet. Still experimenting. But for the price, you can't beat them. If someone snaps it off on your drive under something, it's no big deal. And it's all about the mounting and the bonding. And that's all I got. Back to net and K1B.
Okay, thank you, Steve. I had a feeling you also had some information on that. It all sounded very, very good. Excellent. Okay, we're going to go ahead and circle back to Kevin, KC1MBX, and see if he gleaned any information from this and what his thoughts are. KC1MBX, KC1TWR.
Sorry, I was busy eating my steak. Can everybody repeat their last? Just kidding. No, that was great. Thank you, everyone. Yeah, the advice makes a lot of sense, getting the quad band. I didn't really know about the ham sticks, honestly. And then when you're talking about them, I started looking them up. And that does seem like a great idea. I was telling Tim while everyone was talking that Big and Bulky is my truck's middle name. And I've got a lifted Toyota Tundra with a bed cap on it, and it's extended with a quad cab and all that. So there's no antenna too big that I can put on some sort of trailer hitch mount, but I can't put something in my bed. And putting something on top of the cab is cumbersome because by the time you get to the top of my cab, you're already about 7 feet up because of the lift on my truck, and then you add an antenna and you're just going higher from there. I came into the Navy base here, which has an 8-foot clearance in the main gate, and I definitely whacked my antenna on that just for my VHF. But these ham sticks, putting on some sort of a mount that I can put on my hitch and then just bonding everything together, sounds like the best bet. Sounds fun and intuitive, and yeah, I could just get multiple ones, switch them out, put a little antenna switch in there. Who knows? Sounds like I'd get a lot of fun with this. I really, truly appreciate everybody's advice. As always, it's all great and concise, and I appreciate that you're here to help. And yeah, I'm going to take this and make something fun out of my truck. KC1MVX, back to net control.
Okay, thank you, Kevin, and that's all very good. Let's continue our discussion. Unless anybody else comes up with a question, I'd like to continue the discussion about ham sticks. One thing I noticed about ham sticks is when I first came across them was that they do not use a regular mount. I'm always used to a screw-in type of a mount where you end up with a center core for the transmission and the outer portion, which is your ground. But the ham stick is a solid piece of metal, and I've always wondered why and how that works, and you know, what kind of special mount would be needed to make that work. So maybe once we pass this around, maybe some people have some thoughts on that, or maybe they want to talk about something else. Let's find out with the first person on the list here, Chuck, N1SBX. Any thoughts on that, or anything else you'd like to talk about? This is KC1TWR.
Just below the VI VFO memory channel button that switches between memory channel and VFO, obviously. There's a little notch, a little hole there. I'm thinking that might be the microphone. A lot of times with these HTs, as you guys are discovering, it's very important to get up close on that microphone. And in order to do that, you got to know where it is. But I'm looking around on the radio. I don't feel any braille that says microphone. So there's my contribution. Sorry, it wasn't very helpful to Kevin. KA6PDG, back to that.
Kevin, no worries, and I'm sure by the time the net's over, somebody will have looked in the manual and found out exactly where the microphone is. I know there's an indent right above the VFO memory button, but I think that could be a light, but I could be wrong. Maybe that is the microphone. Okay, let's move on to Chuck, W1FJW, and if it's hard to find a mount for sale for a ham radio stick, how might one mount it? That's the question that I have. But anyhow, maybe Chuck has something else he'd like to talk about. And before I go too much further beyond that, this is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet, and my name is Tim. This is my call sign is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo, and if anybody else would like to join the net, please call now.
This is KB1MDF. Name here is Joe.
Okay, Joe, could you come back with your call sign phonetically? I know we've spoken before, but my brain is just not coming up with the correct call sign. Could you come back with that phonetically, please?
Affirmative. Kilo Bravo 1 might drive freight. As so Kevin Lee humorously put it, I enjoy that call. Now, I'm starting to really enjoy it. I just got a giggle out of the one that had Tacoma, and I drive a big rig, so having a ham stick on top of a big rig or close to the top at 13.6 is quite difficult. I had a quick comment. I just wanted to get in here and check in. I'm going to give it back to you. This is KB1MDF, Kilo Bravo 1, Mike Delta Foxtrot. Back to net.
Okay, thank you, Joe, KB1MDF, and good comment. Myself, I've got a little tiny Subaru, so it doesn't matter, but yeah, you and Kevin with the tall trucks, that's going to be a challenge at times. Okay, and now we'll go to Chuck, W1FJW. This is KC1TWR.
Well, I'm not familiar with Kevin's truck, but I am familiar with pickup trucks in general, and on the sides of the truck bed, sometimes they have about 2-inch by 4-inch holes for mounting sideboards on the truck, or sometimes they're up near the cab to put a headboard on. They have holes recessed in the truck, and you can drive a 2x4 something, shim it in or bolt it in, depending upon how the truck's rigged, and then screw any sort of mount to it. You'd want the shield tied to the body as close to the antenna as possible. Most of them have a hole for about a 1/4-20 bolt to go through. You can use that to ground it. It's not as high as putting it up on the cab or on a headboard, but it is higher than a trailer hitch. But it, even mounted on the bed, it might be too high. But that's just a thought. W1FJW.
Chuck, good advice there. And Kevin, K6PDG, just check the manual and it does not show what the microphone is. This bears investigation. But in the meantime, let's move on to Dave, K1 KC1DCT. This is KC1TWR with a tipsnet.
This is K1DCT, a lot of good comments, apparently a lot of good things to say about the Hamstack. I have sent Kevin X a picture via email of a mount that I have that will take that 3/8 inch Hamstack that could be adapted to some sort of trailer hitch or numerous other things. So I have a couple of them, so if he'd like it, it can be his for a small phenomenal fee, of course. I don't know, they always seem like a good antenna. If I was going to go mobile, that's exactly what I would do, and I had plans at one point. I have a nice little HF, let's see, what's it do, HF 6, 2 meters and 440, so I had planned to do that mobile because I had planned on doing a little traveling, and then that didn't come out that way, so anyway, that's about it. And the Baofeng, yes. Between the button at the top that is, VFO, and the button below it, almost directly below it, which is gives you the AB, so depending which VFO you're on or what memory you're on, right in between there, that is where the microphone is. So that's where you should direct your comments. Or in Kevin's case, maybe you should turn away from that point. Back to that, K1DCT.
Thank you, Dave. Always good advice for Kevin, absolutely. Both Kevins, as a matter of fact. Maybe Kevin X will be in touch with you. We shall see. Okay, let's move on down to, who's next on the list? Oh, okay, that would be Steve, NK1V. And maybe he has thoughts about any special mounts he's used to a hamstick, or maybe there's something else he'd like to chat about. It's KC1TWR to NK1V.
The pockets of the beds, they do make a piece that will go into that pocket, and then you can still put your cap back on over it. It'll just be like a heavy, I believe it's stainless because it needs to be strong, plate that comes out a little bit. The things you want to look for, because the mounting for those hamsticks is the same thing as for like trucking CB radio stuff, it's the fire stick stuff. So truck stops and magazines that have a lot of CB radio things, you will find all kinds of mounting options. It's the same mounting. The trailer hitch thing would work if you come up with something that goes in a trailer hitch, just like everybody has said. You know, don't rely on a hitch and that connection for your bonding. You're going to want to separate. If you need something you're going to remove and put in, you're going to want to have some sort of connection that you can remove and hook back right to the feed point to the frame of the truck somewhere, you know, whatever system you choose. It will work, because it's preferred to have it right smack in the middle of the body, but that doesn't necessarily have to be true with HF. You will get in and out, and the pattern will, you know, it's a crapshoot. HF is a crapshoot lately anyway, so sometimes a weird configuration will get you out better. Let me see, did I get all that? CB radio stuff is where the mountings are. So if there's all kinds of brackets and mountings, and I've made most of mine, I'll look stuff up and then try to make it. Let me reset. My email is good on QRZ. If you get bored and you want to throw me an email one day, I got all kinds of stuff, you know, kicking around for that. I've tried a couple different mounts and didn't like them. And the 13.6 height, that's just merely a suggestion for a maximum legal height. I believe I might be a little bit above that. But the hamsticks, the top three is very strong. So other than they, you won't make a lot of friends at the drive-thrus. Back to Matt, NK1B.
Thank you, Steve. And I particularly like that comment about you won't make many friends at the drive-thru. That is good. Okay, let's see. We're at the bottom of the list here, and I'd like to see if Joe has any further comments talking about the antennas or the height of the truck and so forth. This is KC, right, KB1MDF. This is KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, KB1MDF. I go state to state. 13.6 adjusted. Yeah, I've seen a lot of oversized loads. I would love to throw it on my 48-foot flatbed. But speaking about drive-thrus, I was one of those crazy teenagers that first got a 91 Jetta that had a 102-inch whip off their rear bumper. And I was working at CB days those days, and it looked like, from what my friends have told me, my 102 was on a spring, so it went through the wind and down through the wind and then through a drive-thru. Ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk. But, yeah, I'm just giggling back here, and first time ever being on this net, so I'm just sit back and listening. Go on with the next. This is KB1 MDF, back to net.
Okay, well, welcome to the net, Joe. Glad to have you here. Like I said, we meet here every Wednesday night, so you're perfectly, very welcome to stop in and share your thoughts, and you never know what kind of questions or items will be discussed, so it's always a good thing. Okay, we've reached the bottom of the list. I'm going to do a quick call out, then we'll do a quick third round, and then we'll get to the other two sections. This is KC1TWR with a TIPSnet. Any further check-ins, please call now.
Here is Whiskey One, Romeo Papa Queen, Bob and Montel. Good evening, guys.
W1RPQ, and I think I heard another station in there. Could the other station please try again? Did anybody get a copy on that? I heard static, but I'm not even sure I heard a voice. Could anybody hear who that was?
I don't have a Tacoma, I have a Tundra, and it's about a 6-inch lift. It's already the TRD Pro model, so you can probably appreciate how tall that is. It doesn't compare to a big rig, and I'm really interested in hearing more on how, on your stories from you. You sound very interesting, and sound like you have a lot of history, so we should keep in touch. I'm on QRZ.com. W1FJW and K1IV. Yep, I have a cap on my bed, but I'm going to look into those C CB radio mounts you're talking about. NK1V, I'm going to email you to get a little bit better idea of what you're talking about. K1DCT, I responded to your email. Thank you very much. Also, Tim, I responded to your text, and I'm interested. That's it. KC1NVX, you got me questioning it now, Tim. KC1NVX, back to net control.
I know what you mean, Kevin. It's sort of like, don't think about elephants, and then that's all you can think about. So my apologies for botching your call there. Okay, let's go ahead and move, because we're trying to go fairly quickly here. We're going to move on to Chuck and 1SPX and see if he has anything further before on this last round.
Joe, KB1MDF, and your last comment.
I'm thinking that plywood would, the comment's supposed to say skateboard. But that's the only thing that came to mind right now. I'm just sitting back, listening. Back to net, this is KB1MDF.
Okay, very good, Joe. No worries. Just because it's your turn doesn't mean you have to come out with any superb comments or anything. Lord knows I've made enough of, well, no really comments, so back to net. Okay, well, let's move on to Bob, W1RPQ. And I'm going to give you extra long to say whatever you'd like, because I missed you after you first logged in. But this is the last round, and we've been talking about hand sticks, but maybe you've got something else to talk about. W1RPQ, KC1TWR with a tip snap.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is W1RPQ, a little late to the party here, so I really don't have a whole lot to talk about. Had the shack part today. I reworked the shelves and moved the power supply around and took about 5 feet of feed line off of the power supply to the main bus bar, so improved my my power consumption and got everything kind of the way I want it now until the next time I decide to change everything around. But very happy with the setup now, and looking forward to a nice long weekend. I think the weather's going to be fairly nice. It was absolutely beautiful today. Got some stuff done in the yard as well. And I think tomorrow's going to be another gorgeous day. So hopefully everybody will have a great rest of their evening and a great day tomorrow. Hope to be able to listen in to the net tomorrow, the wellness net at 1300 on this repeater. And everybody have a great evening. This is W1RPQ. Back to net.
Thank you, Bob. Sounds great. You've got your shack all put together. And like you said, until the next time you change your mind and decide to, or you get new equipment and shuffle things around for you. Okay, that's going to conclude the first section. We have two more sections of the tips net. Second one will be for announcements items of interest. The third will be for cell swapper looking for amateur radio items. Are there any announcements or items of interest? Please call now.
W1FJW.
NVX.
Here is. KA6PDG. Pretty sure I got left out of round three. I just had a couple of quick comments, but they can wait.
Okay, we'll take them in the order that they are, and I apologize, Kevin. I probably did jump over you. My apologies. So first we'll go with Chuck, W1FJW. Please proceed.
I'd just like to mention that the Raison meeting will be on the air on the Salem repeater tomorrow night at 7:30 for all members who would like you to be there for 7:30 so we can get the meeting over. W1FJW back to net.
Thank you, Chuck. Good to note that. And also, they'll be using the same echo link that Chuck has, which is NA1CN-R in the echo link directory. Okay, let's move on to Kevin, KC1MVX. Please proceed.
KC1MVX, net control, I want to verify real quick. This is for the buy, sell, and trade, correct?
No, we haven't gotten to that part yet. That'll be, I'll be closing this announcement part, then we'll get to that.
Disregard, I have nothing for this segment. Back to net control.
Okay, very good. Next, Kevin, KA6PDG, with my apologies.
That's quite all right. You've made your one mistake of the month, finally. Just real quick, N1SPX, because I'm listening on the handheld and your audio is a little light, I was not able to copy your comments, but I will chat with you later regarding the bow phone. Oops. And I was wasn't paying attention to where I was speaking. And for Joe, glad to have you on the net, man. Thanks for checking in. And that was supposed to be mostly drives freight or mostly driving freight. But I guess it could be might, mostly, maybe, KA6PDG. Nothing further. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you. I have 15 feet
15 feet of LMR 400. One end is female 259. The other end is female type N. It's the microwave, whatever that brand is called, the microwave brand. LMR 400, 15 feet. I don't really have a use for it. I'll find a use for it if I have to. I'd rather pass it on to somebody who actually needs that low loss cable. KC1MVX, back to net control.
Okay, anybody with questions for KC1MVX, please call now.
Start at 7 o'clock and are open to all interested persons, licensed or not.
TipsNet will meet again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency. I now return the repeater to regular amateur use. This is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo wishing everyone a good evening and 73.